Okay, so let's pray to Hashem to continue in the Yesod of the Isser of Amir Lachem. We started last week, we didn't get through all the Mekairis. And just to recap what we discussed last week, we began with the Pasuk in Parshas Bo'i, Kol Malach Eloi Yasa Behem, it's said by Pesach, so that includes Yom Tov and Shabbos. Kol Malach Eloi Yasa Behem, Rashi says, Afi Al Yidei Acherim, which is based on a Mechilta. Mechilta says that you can't do malacha, not yourself, lo yaseh bahem, lo ta'aseh ata, v'lo yaseh chavercha, someone else, v'lo yaseh hagoy malachtecha. That's the girsa we have. The Ramban seems to say it was a mistaken girsa, therefore the Ramban held that the whole thing was only an asmachta ba'alma, the whole nature of this issue is the Rabbanon, he says, and that mechilta that you say is only at best an asmachta ba'alma. The Beis Yosef was mesupik of the smag who does bring this mechilta down la halacha. Did he really mean it was deiraisa or not? He says it's mashma that he meant it is deiraisa, which means you have shita Rashi, you have the smag. We saw that the Taz and the Lavush both quote this smag, meaning to say that it's deiraisa, and there were other rishonim also. The Urayim we mentioned that also hold that the Amira la'akum is a deiraisa. Certainly to do the malacha of a yid, for the yid to tell the guy to do his malacha will be a deiraisa according to all these shitas.
Does Rashi quoting it really mean that he means that it's deiraisa? I mean, I get that he's saying it's a shot of the puzzle, but does it mean that it's a deiraisa, or that it's strongly the way that Ritva learns an asmach, the meaning that it's a strong hint, and it still could be only a gedder of a derabon? I don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. Does Rashi really mean?
Because not a smag. That goes for money. So somebody says that it's a deraisa, right?
What? The smag pashes deraisa. Yeah. The smag. There's the Marach Rozerua. There's Sefer Yireim. They all go as deraisa. These are Achreinim Impshad and the smag. So. But that would be the pashas of Rashi, like the Ramban understood. That's why he asked on him. So that's the first sheet that it could be that it's deiraisa, and that's what Lavush says. Lavush says that even though those holds Rabbanon as only Yeshem who hold it's deiraisa, but Yeshmi machmer like that because of chumer de Shabbos. Then we brought the Rambam. We said Rambam's lashon in Perek Vav Halacha Aleph that Amir La'akum is Osir Midivrayim Midivrei Seifim Kadesh Leitia Shabbos Kala Beinem V'Yavayu La'asis Ba'atzman. And this the Rambam seemed to say, give his own reason, that Amir La'akum is the Rabbanon, in order that we ourselves should not come to be over Isurei Shabbos. Lamaskana, the Bishabura brought in the Shartzin at the beginning of Hilchas Amir La'akum in Reish Mem Gimel Sifkan Zayin, that the Haskama Sapeiskim, as he says it, is that his Lashon is Kol HaPeiskim Mashmahu to the Rabbanon only, Vecheinus Kmagro, and the means the Ramban, and therefore Lamaisa going throughout, he's going to hold as the Rabbanon. So what's the reason for this Rabbanon? So again, we have those shittas, a number of shittas of deraisa. Then we have the shittas of the Rabbanon. If it's the Rabbanon, the one reason that we have to work with, we said, is the Rambam. The Rambam's reason is Kadei Shlo Yateik Shabbos Kala Beinei Veivoy Lasis Batsman. That was the Rambam's reason. And we started discussing last week two other reasons.
Because otherwise, Yehoseh is the Raya for
Doraisa. Yeah. And what would the Rambam do with that Mechilta? They'll say it's an Asmachta Balma. And it is the Rabbanon said it's Osir, and actually found some allusion to it in this Pasuk that changed the word, not Latin, like Ta'asa Malacha, Lo Yeyasa Malacha, even through a guy. But this is the reason for it. Like other asmachtas, that's all that they. Then is the way the Ritva explains in Rosh Hashanah that Hashem left it open. Hashem put things in the Torah for the Chachamim to sort of uncover and get some guidance for where they should make that takanas.
How does anything yes, Rambam?
No. The Rambam doesn't hold that everything that's learned from a pasuk is learned from a drasha is a mitzvah d'oraisa.
Okay, even though it's
correct.
The Rambam to learn that. Sure.
Yeah.
So the Rabbanan not a d'oraisa.
There are opponents arguing how to explain something.
Yeah, we had a Rashi, we saw this last week, the Rashi in Daf Tesvav Amar Aleph in Avodah Zarah, and there Rashi came up with a different reason, and that is V'dabed Dover. That if you tell a guy to do Malacha on Shabbos, so then the mere fact that you're mentioning a Malacha, that's also, you tell the guy, light the candles, turn on the light, that itself is also because of Vidaber Dover. And you're not allowed to even Dibra is also even to speak out Malacha. For example, you can't say, I'm going to drive to the Chasana tomorrow on Shabbos. You can't say, I'm driving to the wedding on Sunday. Why? Because since driving is also on Shabbos, you're not allowed to even to say something that's also to do on Shabbos. You can't even say that that's what you're going to do, or say to do this. So to say to the guy to drive this down the block and deliver it to somebody is going to be also because of the Daber Dover. Nafkamina, we said, is that's obviously only also on Shabbos itself. The Isser of having a guy do Malacha for me, that can be us even before Shabbos. I arranged everything ahead of time. It would still be us because of the Isser Derabbanan. Now we go to Avodah Zarah Daf Chaf Aleph. Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph. Here in the new packet, you have Avodah Zarah Chaf Aleph.
Packet 2,
yeah. We'll see the end of the Mishnah. Chaf Aleph Amar Aleph Avodah Zarah. The end of the Mishnah says, it's talking about what you're allowed to sell or rent to a guy, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz, houses or fields. And the Mishnah ends off, Uvachal Mokim, last two lines of the Mishnah. Uvachal Mokim, in any place, whether it's Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Laretz, Lo Yaskur Le'as HaMerechutz, you can't rent out a bathhouse to a non-Jewish person, Meneshu Nikra Al Shemai, because it is called on the name of the Jew. In other words, everybody knows if a Jew owned a bathhouse, he was the owner, it became known this is his bathhouse. You could say the same thing with a store. Some Jew had a store, and everybody knew this was a Jewish-owned store. Now the Jew says, you know what, I'll just rent it out to the non-Jew. He'll pay me a fixed rate, and he can open up whenever he wants. Right? If he wants to open up 3 days a week, he can do that. If he wants to open up 7 days a week, he can do that also. 1 day a week, just on Shabbos, that's his prerogative. I'm renting him this store. Right? Or I'm leasing him this store. Says the Mishnah says, that's a problem. Why? The problem is, Mimneshu Nikra Al-Shamay, as is indicated by the Mishnah, that's Maris Ayin. It looks like there's a problem here. What's the problem? Says Rashi here, the last Rashi in the Mishnah, and somebody sees that the mikveh is being heated up, or the bathhouse is being heated up on Shabbos, because they see the smoke coming out from the chimney. Oimer, he'll say, shahabalonim, that the workers who are heating up the bathhouse, shluchin shel Yisrael hain. They're going to say that he must be the shliach of the Jew. In other words, that they'll think the Jew really still has ownership on the bathhouse, and it's still being operated by the Jew. And if he has workers, he hired goyim to do the work. So there's not a problem, meikar adin, because in actuality, it's not the Jew who owns it, it's really the guy who owns it. But there's a problem of marasayin. Fine. But what do you see from here? What's the marasayin? The marasayin, the people are going to think that he is the shliach of the Jew. What you see here, that what if he actually was the shliach of the Jew?
So, could be.
Yeah. So if he is the shliach of the Jew, forget the marasayin problem, then it's also meikar adin. So here we have a new reason for the Isser of Amir al-Akum. This Rashi here in Avodah Zarah. We'll see it's Rashi in other places as well. Let's take a look here.
Because it's Asur, you wouldn't come to think that you wouldn't have it's Asur. He's not doing it.
What?
If it's Asur to have a
so that's the Marasayin problem. You're saying that
but you want to say because it's Asur. It's a Mars.
Well, let's take a different case. A Jew owns a store, and he says, I'm not going to work there on Shabbos. I'm allowed to. Can't turn on the lights, can't take money from people. But I'll tell a guy, listen, you open up the store on Shabbos. So what is he? He's my shliach. And what's wrong with that? The Rashi seems to say that's the problem of Amir La'akum.
Well, for this Rashi, I mean, you're gonna, there are other Rashis that I get that say it more clearly. For this Rashi, I don't think you can prove it, because just because others are going to say doesn't mean that there's really a din shlichus going on. Others are going to say that he sent him. You know what I'm saying? It's nikra al shmo. That's different than, I don't want to argue too much, because other Rashis where he does seem to invoke really a din of shlichus by God. But this Rashi alone.
You said we should have brought this Rashi after the other Rashi.
Sure, and then you can say that, okay. So now,
okay.
Next time.
We have the.
Because this one alone doesn't really show it. It's only what people are going to say, and it's you know what I'm saying, the problem is that people are going to attach it to him. It doesn't make a difference if it's really halakhically attached to him or not really halakhically attached to him. You know what I'm saying? It's just the people are going to attach it to him.
Yeah. You say, find me a case we have Maris Ayin where they'll think he's doing something that's not wrong.
That's what I thought.
No. What happens if it worked what happens if it worked through Vidaber Gosh? Or it worked through like the Rambam is saying. So if the store opens on Shabbos, people are gonna think that are gonna think that I sent him. You know what I'm saying? But it's not that because it works on Din of Shlichus, because the Avera is gonna be that they're attaching it to me. They're saying that it's mine. But anyway, we don't have to debate it, because Rashi does say Shlichus elsewhere.
Yeah, now I hear what you're saying. You're saying the people will say Shlichus Yisrael, not midin shlichus, but midin that the guy is doing malacha for a Jew.
Yeah.
If the guy is a malacha for a Jew, then people think, oh, I see this person is being gaivra on Amir Lachra.
Right. And the answer to what I'm saying is pull out Rashi, otherwise, yeah. I feel with the other Rashi. So I could see and so on where I was.
So we have a Rashi. On Kuf Nun Aleph. Where is it? On the first packet. Packet number one. Kuf Nun Aleph. No. Hey. Kuf Nun Gimel. Kuf Nun Gimel. Amud Aleph and Shabbos. The Mishnah says. The last page, yeah. Mishichshir b'derech. Someone who's coming on the road. He's coming back home from a trip. And now becomes Shabbos already. Shkia. Nice in Kisei Lenachri. He should give his wallet to a guy. He has no other guy. He's not allowed to carry his wallet anymore. So Manicha Lachamar, he's allowed to put it on top of his donkey, and then they walk together. He unloads the packages. Says the Gemara, my time. Why is it permissible to give it to a guy? My time is Sharulei Rabbanon. What's the reason that Rabbanon permitted Lemeis of Kisei Lenachri to give his wallet to a guy? What's the problem? What's the problem in giving the wallet to a guy? Let's say it's a guy I trust, and I can't carry the wallet myself. It's because it just turned Shkia. So I tell the guy, listen, take my wallet and follow me, and I'll tell you where to put it when I get home. Right? Why does the guy want to do it? Either he's a nice guy, he thinks he'll get a reward from it. So the Gemara is saying, why did the Rabbanan permit it? The Gemara says, because they ain't on the Kimlu the Rabbanan, they ain't on the Mamad Asma al Mamoinai, because people knew that people are so concerned about their money that if we don't permit it, we know that if we don't permit it, they're going to do it by themselves. So therefore they found a way to take care of the problem of a Jew being over Isra Shabbos by himself, to give it to a guy. What's the problem? Says Rashi. So this is clear enough?
I'm with you.
This Rashi is clear. Why did the Chum say if it's mutter, I varei shluchai lisa'en b'shabbos, he's a shliach? So you see from this Rashi that the reason why the Amir Lenachri is us in the first place is because the guy is the shliach of the Yid.
It can't be a Doraisa.
No, because the you have cases that Rabbana did overturn Doraisas as well. But here, in order to prevent the Doraisa of carrying Bishus Aram Dal Ramis, they're not going to tell you to do another Doraisa. They said, we said Amir Lenachri is Aser, right, because he's your Shliach. But in this case, in order to prevent you to do a Doraisa, we'll tell you to do this to Rabbana.
So how do those who say it's a Zoraisa deal with this?
Oh, that's a good kasha, right? If you hold like the smag that in the Achrenim that learn as Deiraisa, so then and what do you do with this Gemara? Right, this Gemara clearly says it's only Drabbanan. Yeah. So one thing you say here is that this is only an Azman Drabbanan.
What?
It's only in a time which is the Rabbanan. It's Ben Ashmoshes. So you wouldn't be dealing with the Deiraisa anyway. In the on the Zman of where it is.
It doesn't suggest that he's going to get home before.
Before Ben
Ashmoshes,
I could certainly give it.
Before Ben
Ashmoshes. So I say, look, Shabbos is coming.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So here's my wallet. You'll end up carrying it on Shabbos, but that's okay because I'm giving it to you before Shabbos.
No, even when he's going to do it, he's going to do it before his Zman Deiraisa of Shabbos. So he'll be traveling, he'll be there at Ben Ashmoshes. You have to limit that case only. Rashi says, give them
by
Ben Ashmoshes, right.
That he's going to get home.
Right, right. And maybe the dude's only had was Misha Hikshich. If you're in that time, that's when. And it was only a case of Misha Hikshich. You have to say, let's say somebody realizes on Shabbos that, oh, look at that, you know, I don't realize I have $1,000 in my pocket, I forgot to take it out before Shabbos. You wouldn't have this head to them. Yeah. So, yeah, so maybe you're right. All these Gemaras that say Amir Larachi Shvus, and it's talking about where he's doing the Jews' work, why should it be Mutter? Yeah. So here's another place where you see that indeed it's Asim Yishum Shlichus. So here we come to an interesting kasha.
Oh, there's so many kashas here.
Huh? A lot of kashas here.
What kind of shlichus is this? What is the shlichus?
What is the shlichus? Okay, so the truth is, take a look here, back to packet number one. We're jumping around over here. On the second page. The second page of packet number one. The bottom, it has a Rashi from Bar Metzia Daf Ayin Aleph Amid Beis. The sugya is talking about a sugya of ribis. When you want to, the guy lent the Jew money, and now he wants to pay back, and when another Jew wants to come in and take over the loan, and the question is, does he consider the shliach of the guy, or is he considered the shliach of the Jew? And then the Gemara there wants to make this chilek. So the Gemara says, "Bishleim b'sevid etanim hamidu etzi Yisrael aser demash mishenachri zeh choshev shluchay she Yisrael." Means if the Jew tells the guy to go get this money, the nachri is the shluchay she Yisrael, and therefore be aser. Why? Because it's as if the Jew is doing it. Why? Because shluchay she adam kimoisai. Whenever I appoint someone else to be in my stead, it's considered I'm doing it myself. So same would apply if they have a guy to stay. But it'd be in my place. But says Rashi, Chumra d'Rabbananu l'meisa. It's only a Chumra d'Rabbanan. The Hod the Kaim l'Shuluch Shalom k'meisa. That's b'Shaleach Yisrael u'Shliach Yisrael. That was only said when both people are Jews. Why? D'mitruma gamrina. The whole parsha of Shlichus we learn that from Truma. The Gemara Kedushin Atem. Gam Atem l'Rabish Tuchachem. Atem includes Gam Atem l'Rabish Tuchachem. Even your Shliach could take off Truma. But we also learn out Ma Atem b'nei bris, Av Shluchachem b'nei bris. So min atere, a Shliach could only be a valid Shliach if he is a Jew. Midaraisa, a guy can't be a Shliach. So says Rashi, what's the Gemara talking about over here? There it says, Chumrad Rabban Rula Meisar. And as in the terminology of the Paiskim, Yesh Shlichus La'akum L'Chumrad. So which would mean the whole nature of this shlichus certainly would only be the Rabbanan. But yet, it's clear from this Rashi, we hear this Rashi talking about Ribbis, not Shabbos, but now we will just, by association, we'll say what Rashi means in Gemara in Shabbos, in the Gemara of Edizora. Rashi says that the Goy is a Shliach. It means that Yesh Shlichus L'chumra to a Goy. And that's why we're not able to do that. So on Shabbos also, the reason why you can't appoint a guy to do malacha for you is considered a shliach. Which, what it seems like, a very flimsy shlichus. Shlichus latruma, let's say. I would say, you know, I want to appoint you to do something to make a chalois on this fruit, to separate truma. Okay, so he has to be appointed in my stead to effectuate something. Mashiach, if I tell the guy, just turn on the light, what kind of shlichus is that?
That's what it's not shlichus for a chalus. It's, you know, it's like you have to spade dinim in any shlichus, if you like. You have the ability to create a chalus, and then you have the yada richta aspect. It's just an extension of the mishaleach. Normally, to get to the yada richta, you need to have a shlichus that's creating a chalus. The Brach talks about this thing. But if you don't have a chalus, then there should be no shlichus at all. Mm-hmm. What Rabbanan let happen is that other part of shlichus, the yada richta, you know what I'm saying, that like a robot going around. That's permissible. That shlichus doesn't have to be creating a chalus. It has more of a din of, you know, also answer why there's no kinyan of shliach l'dvar averi, but it doesn't apply in such a type of shlichus. You know, where it's just extension. I mean, we don't say divrei rav. I know that the other acharim come on to that it's not a bar fila, but you don't even need that. The din of shliach l'dvar averi doesn't apply in such a
case. Yeah. Where do you see that? Where do you see that by? By virtue because no chalais happening.
Right.
That's what you're saying.
Right. There's no actor here. It's like my hand is stretched. You know what I'm saying? It's yada rik the shlichus purely. And that hakira between this shlichus happening, the shlichus works only through that yada rik.
Alright, so the question we're asking is that usually if you point a shliach, right, you point a shliach to make a transaction, to effectuate something. I could appoint you to be Mekadesh and Isha for me. Right, but there's something happening, so we say you are in my place for that to happen. But if I ask you to go to the store and buy me a bottle of milk, if I ask the guy to turn on a light or buy me something from the store, why is that a shlichas? Why would Rashi say, oh, but the Raisa really can't work because then shlichas la'akim but the Raisa? Why is that a shlichas at all? And the Rabbanan said it is a shliach. It's not a shliach. I just asked the guy to do me a favor. You see here the Rabbanan Yeshlichus Lechumra, I mean, he was saying that anything that I ask the guy to do is automatically he becomes my shliach. He becomes Shluch Shalom Kemoisa. He's in my place.
Lechumra,
because Mudairaisa really can't work. He can never be my shliach. And as whatever he does really cannot be associated back to me.
So we're going to apply it in Lechumra to it.
Midrabbanan.
To
Asrit. Yeshlichus Lechumra.
There's no need for that. There's no shlichus. But Chazal created, allowed this thing to be called shlichus.
Yeah. Right. So you want to say, I'm saying that, why is this even a shlichus? You're saying, yeah, that went into the chumra of shlichus la'akum, is that all he is just an extension of my hand.
That secondary, I'll go through it, answers up a lot of problems, it's two-tiered thing of shlichus. I think
there will be cases of real shlichus also. Right?
Right, where you can disconnect them.
No. I'm saying the real shlichus on Shabbos.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
Where I want him to make a chalos.
Right.
So you have to extend to that also.
What kind of chalos can you make a guy?
Huh?
A real shlichus, a Jew yourself.
No, with a guy.
What kind of chalos can
a guy? Let's say a Kenyan.
A guy can make a Kenyan for you as shlichus?
Not Midaraisa.
Right.
But Midarabanan. I'm saying there are cases that he's more than just a Yodah Richter.
Okay,
right?
Well,
the whole shlichus will have to go even for the other chelik of shlichus. Again, only on a drabbanan level, l'chumra. So the base mayor, not the base mayor, the Shaila Shuvas Pnei Yeshua, who was the grandfather of the Pnei Yeshua, we know the Kedusha Pnei Yeshua on Shas, the Shaila Shuvas Pnei Yeshua, who was the Rebbe of Herschel, He wasn't Hasidish. He lived before the advent of Hasidus. The Rabbi Rav Herschel.
Okay, so he was the Rabbi of
the Rabbi of the Shach, the Rabbi Abba Davidus Hargershuni. Yeah, and he's also the there's the small sefer on the Chumash Chanukah Satira. Genius insights into Chumash, but he has a tshuva sefer Shalzur Pnei Yeshua. So there he says he had a kash that was bothering him for 20 years. His kash is that if Rashi here says, it's clear from this Rashi in Shabbos, Rashi in Avodah Zarah, that Amira L'Nachri is also because he's my shliach, or beat us on me the Rabbanah. But the Rabbanah said he becomes my shliach, he becomes my agent to do this thing. So then why, he says, why does the Gemara have in several places, the Gemara in Shabbos, the Gemara in Gittin, why does the Gemara have to say Amira L'Nachri Shvus? Amira L'Nachri is a Drabbanon. What do you have to say Amira L'Nachri is Drabbanon? The Rabbanon said that with the Drabbanon we say he's your Shliach, and Shluch HaShlad Mikamai said whatever a Shliach does is like I'm doing it, and therefore it's us to do. What's his kasha? His kasha did this from the fact that Gemara comes on. It's Amir L'Nachri Shvus. It sounds like, oh, this is a new chiddush. This is a novel idea we're creating here. That if you have a goy dusig on Shabbos, it's an issa d'rabbanon, which sounds like an issa d'rabbanon is something that we would never have known without any other halachas. Sort of like the Rambam says that we invented a new halacha in order that Shabbos shouldn't be kal be'enav, and you may come to do it yourself. They said, don't have a goy do something, which says nothing to do with the parsha of shlichus, but says the shalosh shuvos bnei Yeshua that if you say that we actually lachum we do shei shlichus, so we know how shlichus work. We know the mechanics of shlichus. The mechanics of shlichus is that whatever you tell them to do is as if you are doing it. So it's as if you are doing it. The Rabbanan said if you ever have a good do something on Shabbos, it's as if you are doing malacha on Shabbos. So what do you have to come on? The Gemara says Amir L'Nachri Shvus. The Rambam will have new reasons for it. Forget about it.
That's a kasha only if you hold it.
If you hold,
you have to show that the Rambam, for example, holds that there's shlichus lechumra on a goy, right? The Rabbanim, meaning that not all Rishonim hold that.
Yeah.
It's only on ribbis.
I understand.
Right, so that's not a kasha. No shlichus.
No, Rashi and Kufn and Gimel and Shabbos.
No, on Rashi it's a kasha.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
If you hold by shlichus, that make the din of the raisa?
No. Even it's a shlichus drabbanan.
If I'm doing it, you'd say, and it's also on me, that's a deraisa.
Right, but the problem is, with deraisa, only a Jew can only make a Jewish liach. Not a guy. So it can never work on a deraisa level. But with the Rabbanan, we're making believe that it could work shlichus.
Even on the deraisa level, we're saying, chef de varaver, so it can't even work for a Jew to a Jew.
No.
Maybe,
because again, that depends on the Gemara Bamitzia Daf Yud, right? Which says, depends, is he a Bar Chayuva?
At the moment.
Yeah, or not. So, if you say he's not a Bar Chayuva, then Yesh Tich Dvar Veru.
Right. But
okay.
But I'm saying,
so by a guy.
No, that I agree. I'm saying, yeah. He was saying, even a Jew, if I make him a Shliach, then we'll apply Yesh Tich Dvar Veru.
As long as I'm saying, there's you point to an Isha. An Isha to be Mark of a Cotton, right?
Right.
We're about to that.
Right.
It's about not about Chiyuva. Yeah, so that's his kasha. His kasha is, why do you have to sort of invent a new reason, Amir L'Nachri Shvus, if we have a good operating reason, which is Shlichus? So on this kasha, I mean, it's a kasha dealt with by all the Achrayim. I feel it's an extremely valid kasha. So there's one teretz, which is from the Beis Meir, Rav Meir of Posen. One teretz from the Beis Meir. The Chassam Sefer quotes this teretz from the Beis Meir. He likes this teretz, and his teretz is like this. That there are certain things that I can make a guy a shliach for. For example, let's say to lend with ribbis, or I could have a guy, like the Gemara Metzia gives a case of, I could have a guy put a muzzle on an animal while it's plowing, which the Torah says you're not allowed to do. So I'm not doing it, but I have the guy do it. So that's one type of shlichus. I could have a guy tell a guy, listen, muzzle up the animal and then plow the field. So if you say yesh shlichus lechumra, we say, well, midrabanon, we're going to say that he's your shliach, and therefore midrabanon we say it's as if not Joe the guy is doing it, but it is Yankel the Yid is doing it. Why? Shluchus lam kemaisa, it attributes back to me, and as if Yankel is the one who put the muzzle on the animal. So that's why it's usher. It's only drabani yeshluchus lechumra. But so, says the Beis Meir that when you come to Hilchos Shabbos, we could view it differently. Why? Because what did the Torah say on Shabbos? The Torah said, what I want you to do on Shabbos is I want you to be free from malacha. I want you not to be involved in malacha on Shabbos. So if Yankel the Jew makes Joe the guy a shliach to do something on Shabbos, at the end of the day, is Yankel doing anything on Shabbos? He's not. He's resting on Shabbos. He had a very peaceful Shabbos. He arranged with the guy before Shabbos to do all sorts of work. The guy has a very exerting and exhausting Shabbos doing all this work, but Yankel himself did nothing. So even if you want to say shluchus lam kemaisa lechumra, that he says could only be on a malach which he calls, which is inherently a toyeva. There's something inherently wrong with this and this work to do, with this iser to do. That could be that Hashem says, I didn't want you to muzzle your animal, and if you're going to make the shliach to do it, it's as if you did it and as if you did something that's wrong. But on Shabbos, there's nothing inherently wrong with lighting a fire on Shabbos. There's nothing inherently wrong with cooking on Shabbos or putting a light on Shabbos. What's the problem with it? The problem is that you're supposed to be resting on Shabbos. And if you're involved in this activity, you're not resting on Shabbos. So he says, therefore, to make a shliach, to make the guy a shliach, cannot negate the fact that I'm still resting on Shabbos.
Maybe this is inherently a toy.
That's what you have to say.
Yeah. It could be the chomer for some reason. He may use the word toy right here.
That's his lotion, yeah, that's the lotion he used. Yeah. So that's his chilek.
That makes a difference in whether it's a mitzvah shebe pool or shebe tutsa, right? That's not the chilek here. He's saying that that even if I would hold that the Sirus or the Sassan Shomisho is mitzvah, that the Totsa is the Torah, even if I would say that, here it's just different because it has to do with whether it affects me or not what the result is or what the period is.
Right. He gives an example. Yeah. Oh, he gives an example like this. He gives an example. There's a famous, the sheet of the Taisus Rid, which the Taisus brings, is that even though we know Shluchus Lam Kemaisai, right? I can have a shliach. I can have when you appoint another Jew to be a shliach. I may have a shliach to go to be Mekadosh and Isha. Right, I have a shliach to take off truma, but I can't have a shliach to put on tefillin for me. Right, even shluch shem kemaisai, whatever the shliach does, it's as if I did it. I can't have a shliach put on tefillin in the morning, and I don't put on tefillin every day. And say, well, I did my mitzvah. I made a shliach. Why not? So the Torah says, because that's a mitzvah shebigufay. Because that's something the Torah says, I want your guf to wear tefillin. I want that tefillin to be on your head. Not I don't want tefillin to be worn. I want tefillin to be on your head. So if your shliach puts on tefillin, it's very nice, a mitzvah of tefillin was done. And maybe you want to say somehow it should be attributed to me. But at the end of the day, I didn't have tefillin on my head. So it can't be that I was yetzer the mitzvah. So shlichus is also limited, even when terms of mitzvahs, even in terms of shlichus by a Jew, it's limited to something that I myself have to do. Says the Beis Meir, so the opposite also works. If on Shabbos what the Torah wanted is for my guf to rest, so my guf is resting. So even though he is my shliach, and he's doing what I want him to do, but at the end of the day, my guf rested. I didn't do any work on Shabbos, and that's what the Torah was makbid on. Right? You see the analogy? Just like the Torah is makbid on my guf should wear the tefillin, therefore can't work shlichus. So here too, my guf, I want to, Hashem says, I want your guf to rest on Shabbos. My guf is resting on Shabbos. What he does, even when I say, well, somehow it attributes to me, but at the end of the day, I rested on Shabbos.
And they would say, by clicking on a light switch, you can see, okay, I'm resting, and you're...
Right.
If I tell you, go to the field and plow this and do this and take it in, and I'm sitting back, and it's matri. You know, I'm worried. Is he doing it right? Oh, it started to rain. Did he get the hay on time? Did he do this?
Okay.
Come on to say...
So that's not the issue of Amir Lenachri. Maybe a different issue of worrying about your business on Shabbos.
He doesn't mean not rest either.
Nice.
So putting,
you can't be involved in Malacha.
Yeah, right.
You can't be involved in Malacha. I'm not involved in Malacha. Right? Flipping a switch on Shabbos is nothing of exertion, right? But you're being involved in Malacha. So if the Torah is just mocked, but don't be involved in Malacha, I'm not involved in Malacha. That's his Kiddush. So there's a kasha and a raya to this yisoid. Let's take a look here, the second packet over here, second packet, the second page. Shabbos kuf nun aleph amud aleph. You're allowed to tell your friend. One Jew is allowed to tell another Jew. I want you to watch a field of fruits in your area, in your tchum, which I cannot get to. Something that's beyond the tchum. So I myself can't get, let's say I own a field too far away for me to go on Shabbos, but I can tell the Jew to go watch these fruits. Right, that's the Gemara. I can tell him, you watch the fruits in your area, I'll watch your fruits in my area. Based on this Gemara, the Rashba says the following halacha, and it's paskin here in Siman Reish Sama Gimel Sif Yud Zayin. Yesh Emrim, Shemisha Kibbal Olav Shabbos Kedim Shachashaycha. This is a very famous case of an early Shabbos. So one person was Mekabel Shabbos early. Mutter Loim Le Yisrael Chaveire Laseis Le Malacha. Person was Mekabel Shabbos early. It's still, let's say, a half hour before Shkia. And he realizes, he wanted to have his lawn mowed before Shabbos. He tells his neighbor, he said, "Were you Mekabel Shabbos?" "No, I'm davening a late minion." "Oh, can you do me a favor? Can you mow my lawn?" Right? And the neighbor says, "Sure, no problem." So he figures this is a great way to do this. Every week he makes early Shabbos, and he has his neighbor mow the lawn. "I can't do it. It's Shabbos for me already." Okay. So that's Mutter. Says the Ramo, Mutter lawn is made some blocker b'Shabbos. As well, says the Mishabura. What's the reason? It's mutter. The kivin de la chaveri mutter ain is amira shaykh bezeh. Since for him it's mutter, it's not usher. It's not usher to tell him, right? So there's really two kashas over here. One kasha is, why don't you have a problem of a dabadover? Why is no problem of a dabadover? I was mekabel Shabbos, right? I cannot do any malacha anymore. Can't do any malacha anymore. I was a mekabel Shabbos. So why is the mutter for me to tell him, mow the lawn? Why is it to tell him, put on the light? Oh, I forgot to put on the light in the basement, right? Why is the mutter to tell him, v'daber daber?
Because the rabbanans don't apply.
The rabbanans don't apply?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm allowed to do the rabbanans when I'm a mekabel Shabbos?
You accept upon myself that thing after Hashem. Just every before Hashem. Yeah. If it's a tzoy.
Saying
that Amir
Lenachri
wouldn't be allowed. Okay.
Amir Lenachri should have a problem with a Dabadover, like Rashi says, right. But even Amir Le Yisrael. Why is Amir Le Yisrael mutter if you have a problem with a Dabadover? Yeah? I think this is a very strong kasha. But I'm a Dabadover. I mean, according to this Rashi, Rashi is v'dabadover, and it's quoted by other Rishayim and Achrayim. Yes, I finally found the kasha.
Dabadover goes on the one speaking.
Yes.
Not on the one.
Yeah, absolutely. That's absolutely. And for him, it's Shabbos ready. So that's one kasha. I finally found that the Yeshua Yaakov here is the kasha. That's one kasha. And the second kasha is, that's very nice that he was not Mekabel Shabbos yet, but I was Mekabel Shabbos. Right? So if I tell a Jew to do something for me, what is he? He's my shliach. So if he's my shliach, shluch shay shaladim kimaisai, it's as if I'm doing the work, it's as if I am mowing the lawn. So why is it mutter to do on Shabbos? And by a yid, by a Jew, we certainly say shlichus. Right? It's only pasher shlichus by a Jew. Everyone agrees, even on the Raisa level.
Yeah,
so why is that mutter? Shluch shaladim kimaisai.
I would still say that for that, you can, for, even on that, you don't have shlichus. I mean, that's, this doesn't apply.
It's not in shlichus.
No, where there's no chalus, it's like Tosfos talks about in Ksuvos and Ayin Dayan, right? That where there's no chalus, then there can be no shlichus. The shlichus and chalus have to go together. Therefore, here again, there's not going to be shlichus on a Doraisa level.
Why not?
To go mow my lawn.
Why? Because he doesn't have to make any chalus, therefore he's not my shliach.
Right. Shlichus shalom kamoso only operates where there's chalus.
And so again, when I tell a person to go be makif somebody, right? Go cut off his payas.
Right, there's no chalus there either.
So why is he shliach?
Right.
That the Gemara says over there, yeh shliach l'varvera or not. That's the whole shiloh. Is he a bar chiyuv or is not? Or he boy yovid le boy loy yovid? That's part of the achrayim's kasha. In this case over here, right, there's a Gemara in Bamitzi as a shiloh. Let's say I have, if I tell somebody else to steal from somebody, right? So there we could say there the shlichus doesn't work because ain't shliach l'dvar avera. That person can't be my shliach because ain't shliach l'dvar avera. However, if I tell him to do something where for him it's not aser, but for me it is aser, over there yesh shliach l'dvar avera. Because why shouldn't he do it? There's nothing wrong with him doing it, but it will attribute back to me. So here in this case, that's like that case. For him, it's mutter to work on Shabbos because it's not Shabbos for him yet. And for me, it's aser. So here we should certainly say yesh shliach l'dvar avera, and it should be absolutely aser this whole case. This whole Rajba seems to be very problematic. It's a tema. Why should it be mutter for me to have another Jew do malacha before Shabbos comes in? And I was mekabel Shabbos if he's my shliach. That's the kasha. So this is, oh boy, this is the Yeshuas Yaakov and others. The Yeshuas Yaakov's kasha. You brought your magnifying glass? Yeah, right there. Huh?
I said, couldn't read the big print, so.
This is the Yeshuas Yaakov's kasha. Yeah. He writes very beautifully. I wanted to do this inside. Let's see how far we can do it inside. You just read Sivkon Vav, yeah? On the right side, at the bottom. Shemish Mekabel of Shabbat. This halacha we just learned. Ubetshuva harachti ma'od binyan zeh, shenechleku harabonim achreinim linyan mashikosav, v'kan avar b'ktzara. This whole din I wrote at length. Here I'm going to be, this is b'kitzer.
Yeah.
Hine, Bikor Advarim is Medivya Raj Mizak the Shabbos. Veloma Dovaze, he gets it from Yehudakamel and Rashay, Odom Lemlachaveri Shmarli Paris at Tchumurach. You watch Paris in your area, Rani Ashmel Paris at Tchumi. Chazinu, we see, the Avdilidi de Osir. Even though to the first Jew it's Osir, Mikomachim Rashay Lemachaveri, he's allowed to tell it to the other Jew who it's Mutter. Kimin Lachaveri like Kavari Surah, the second Jew is not being over any Surah. Imkain, who Adin Mishakibel of Shabbos. Someone who's mekabel Shabbos, a chaver adayin lekibel lof, a chaver lekaavid iser, rashoi lemel chaveroi laasoi soi. That was this halacha we just learned. Va'ani hakotan, hagam ki yodati ba'atzmi. I know about myself, she'eneni kedai lohom divya rajba, roish hamadabrin. I'm not even worthy of understanding what the Rajba says. Im kol zeh ledaiti ein anidin doyma l'raya. You can't compare the two halachas. The be'emes amira laasoi smalacha is also midrabanan. Why? The dover she'odam also laasoi soi mishum du malacha, also loymer la'acha laasoi soi. This kasha, the daber dover, right? Anything that you can't do on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say on Shabbos. So the first problem he has is how am I allowed to say to another Jew to do this malacha? It's also the daber dover. It's still a malacha. When he says to do it, who That's what's also. He says it's a very big chilek between the cases. The Gemara's case is I can tell somebody else, do me a favor, watch my field in your area. I can't do it because I can never get there on Shabbos. But I can tell him to do it because for him it's mutter.
Shmiras
Peres is mutter. There's no malach involved.
What are you doing? You're just sitting there.
You're just sitting and watching the fruit and make sure nobody comes and steals it. Right? That's not a malacha. So he says that Shuas Yaakov said, there's no problem in me telling him to do that. Why? Because there's nothing wrong with saying, watch the fruit. Right? There's nothing wrong with that. Because there's no malacha involved. And the fact that he's allowed to do it, therefore I was allowed to tell him to do it. But to tell my neighbor to mow the lawn, where that is usur as a malacha, how could I tell him to do it? You have a problem with Dabba Dover. That's his first kasha. And he says on the Rashi, I don't understand how you make the comparison, how you make the jump from the case of Peres to the case of malacha. From this Gemara, yeah. Mikhail Amira Sabano, Mabakash Ren Mitsuva.
Where are you?
Umma Bekash Chaverim is the first word in line is Bekach.
Bekash Chaverim Einu Mitzuvah Harei Nofri Sheeted the Einu Mitzuvah.
Right, so even though this person was not Makabel Shabbos yet, right, and therefore that's why he would be allowed to do Malacha, my neighbor couldn't mow the lawn, he wasn't Makabel Shabbos, but still, Harei Nachri, when you have a guy, Pshit the Dein and Mitzvah, a guy is not obligated to keep Shabbos, when we come back, I'm still not allowed to tell a guy to do Malacha, so why in this case, where I was Makabel Shabbos, why to tell a Yid to do Malacha is any different? The Im Svaras Rabbeinu Zal.
So you said it's not, what case would you?
But the mowing the lawn when I was Makabel Shabbos, he wasn't.
Okay,
which the Rashba says is mutter, and the Shuas Yaakov is saying, how could it be mutter? I'm not allowed to tell him to do it. The Im Svaras Rabbeinu Zal, if the Rashba understood the Shvus Lo Kibel Alav, Rag Malacha De Rai, so this is what you wanted to say.
Yeah, so funny. Not as funny as you thought.
You want to say, maybe when I'm Makabel Shabbos early, I'm only Makabel Shabbos from the Raisis. I'm not Makabel Shabbos from the Rabbanons, for example, from V'daber Dover. Im came tzrichanon a lock of reish lekabel divrei ma'orei neinu be'ema. Okay, the Rashba says that.
I didn't make it up myself. I heard it.
Okay, so then if that's what he says, I never heard this before, but if that's what the Rashba says, when a person makes mekabel Shabbos early, he's only mekabel from Dairisis and not the Rabbanons. Okay, so I have to say kabel daite, I have to say the mekabel divrei ma'orei Einenu beima mitzad svarosei omnam, but haraya shehevi mehach tishmarli perishim duchmoch einin l'mashanu musupakim tibachakabal shabbos hashavusim mechlal oirak malach dey raisa timayimakim loyim tekibel love shavusim gam kain. So then there's no raya from perishim duchmoch lahatishim lechaver shiasim malachim. Well, lekim yodeya sheyagati harbe lohav divi arash bebederech haposhut. I don't have a pshat. Because even if you want to go with this possibility, it was Makabel Dairaisa, not the Rabbanans, so then what do you bring me a raya from that? Just say stam. It's mutter to have. If I'm Makabel Shabbos, it's mutter to tell another Yid. Why? Because there's no Rabbanans. I was not Makabel Rabbanans. You can tell a Goy, you can tell a Jew. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We can go weiter?
Please. I don't know. Can't speak English. I'm working, so the rest of these guys are going
nuts. Oh, so you're getting paid here to learn. You'll be a shliach. You'll also get paid somehow. Okay, it's nesati alibi the BMS begufin yeshvus tamir laakum hevesi bechiburai to Evan or Ezer.
What's the first quote in the line?
No, we can't make it out.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines up from the bottom. Yeah.
Seder.
Yeah, it's a strange word, whatever that word is. Right. Why is it not usher to have a guy do something because of shlichus? So since the guy is not a bar chiyuva, he was never commanded to do no or not do this thing. So therefore, you don't say shlichus dvar avera. I mean, the mechayiv sholchay. Therefore, the one who sent the mechayiv and kain who adin bezeh umali ish. Maybe you'll say because there's no parish of shlichus to a guy at all. Yeah. So what does he answer? So he wants to conclude with the same yesod as we mentioned from the base mayor. He comes out based on this halacha. In other words, look again, let's just quickly say the kash again. We had this halacha from the Rajba. The Rajba says, I'm allowed to tell another Jew to do malach if I wasn't Mekabel Shabbos. His kash is, why should that be mutter? He's my shliach. So he says, really, the same kash you could ask on Amir Lenachri. And he says the same yesod. When is Amir Lenachri asur? When the malacha that the Megay is doing is inherently wrong. So then Shluch Hashem Kemoisei says that as if I'm doing that malacha. If by Shabbos, the purpose of Shabbos is that I could just have to be resting. I can't be involved in Malacha, so I am resting on Shabbos. Whoever does something for me can't make it that I'm doing Malacha. Even if you want to somehow attribute it to me, but if in the end of the day, I'm not involved in any Malacha. So he said, that will answer for this case of the Rajba. That will answer this case of the Rajba. That what?
From the Gvaram Bam Mitzvah.
Yeah.
It seems to go, that they say by Shabbos, so what about by other? According to the soul, should be the reverse, right?
Right. And that's because the Gemara in Shabbos says Amir Larach Vishvus. The Gemara in Bam Mitzvah says Amir Larach Vishvus. Do you also say it by other cases? Right?
So, you're developing what's the teretz here?
Yeah, so the teretz is like this, that when do we say Shluch Hashem Kemaisei? That's when there's something inherently wrong with what's being done. Right? I tell someone to muzzle an animal while it's threshing. There's something inherently wrong with that. So if I tell him to do that, it's attributed back to me as if I did that. But if the malacha is turn on a light, there's nothing wrong with turning on a light. Oh, the problem is, but you're working on Shabbos. I'm not working on Shabbos. So there's no idea of shlichus on Shabbos that could attribute back to me if I am sitting and not doing any malacha on Shabbos. So what really comes out, this is what he wants to use for this case, and this is what he's going to say for Pshat in by Amir Lenachri also, that Amir Lenachri literally is a din shvos and isad rabbanon, because they're like the reason the Rambam gives. And that is not the reason of shlichus.
Come to do it yourself.
Right.
Or daber
daber. Not the reason, or the vadaber daber. Yeah, but not the reason of shlichus. Right. That's the reason to come out, really not the reason of shlichus. Which I think is really problematic, because...
So you think Rashi holds out?
So Rashi, so you said like that, maybe not everyone agrees with Rashi, right?
No, that's on the Shlichus part, but on that's true.
Yeah.
But once you hold it like Rashi and Shlichus, I mean, it goes against Rashi and other Rishonim also.
Yeah. Right. The problem is like this, if you look, there's a Rashba in two different places. I mean, it's the same daf, but he writes it twice. Back to this page that we were looking at before.
Packet two.
Page two. You have Chedushi Arashba. Second Shabbat of Yutes. It says La Yahod Amin La Yaskaran Kela Lagoy Bar Shabbos. You can't rent out your. Let's say you want to rent out a lawnmower to a guy on Erev Shabbos. And on Wednesday and Thursday is mutter. So the Rashi presents two or three different reasons why this should be usher. And he says, Vamachuver Beinai. Vamachuver Shabbakulan. The next place where it's underlined. What seems to me the clearest of all. The Meir Bikalim Shayz Memalach, who told me it's like a lawnmower which you do work with it. Ube Silali, Umishum Denirikaim Ibnaitas Chah Shabbos. Vedafka Lagoi, Ali Yisrael, the Leyavu Malacha. The Jew is not going to do Malacha on Shabbos. It's Mutter. But now by a guy will be usher. Inami time of the milsim shim the nirikish lucha shall Yisrael be malacha shuay sabahin.
There's your answer for the Yishus Yaakov, of course, the nirikish.
So you want to like that Rashi in
right?
In, it's only a Maris sign.
And to say he's being mizayik, the nearer kishlucha. And the next one you have also, he says kishlucha.
Uh-huh.
How much keep mizayik in Rashbam? I'm a little grief as in the Rambam for sure. I would mizayik that there's this kish.
Yeah.
Kish in the Rambam always means only like, not that. It's
yeah. You know? No, nearer kishlucha shel Yisrael.
And the next
right.
One's also kish.
And the next one what? Hadetnan the bottom one Rashba. Hadetnan Amr of Shimon Reig and Reb Zaba Losses Kli. Love on Shabbat. The Kaiba Shlosh Yom Ben Shabbos. Lo Shalach Lahak Menas Mitiv. How do you show the Beis Hillel Shlosh? The guy be the Nafshei Kotarach because the guy is doing his own work. Habishaloi Kotzatz. If you didn't make up with the guy to do the job, it will be Aser. The Mameleches Yisrael Kotarach. Bahavalei Kishluche Shal Yisrael. Now, I felt this was a kasha on the Yeshua's Yaakov.
I'm just trying to answer for Yeshua's
Yaakov. Yeah, but let's see, what's the kasha? He's saying, he's considered like the shliach of the Jew. I say, hey, you see, the Rashba does learn the Isser of Amir Lakum like Rashi, which is shlichus. So the Yeshua's Yaakov to come along and say, Taka, there's no problem of shlichus. Why? Because the Yeshua's Yaakov says, because the Rashba holds, there's no problem of shlichus. Because it's like the terrace of the base mayor, that as long as the Jew is resting on Shabbos, there's no problem with having somebody else do the work for it. When I tell a guy to do it, it's a new concept of Amir Lachim. But the problem is, here the Rashba does learn Amir Lachim, as shlichus. Kishlucha Yisrael. You want to answer, it's not, it doesn't mean you're actually a shliach, it's the kishluchai. But still, what are you coming on to shluchai? That's not the problem of Amir Lachim. Amir Lachim is because it's Amir Lachim Shvus.
I don't understand the case here. You've given kalim to a goy.
I've had a guy wash my clothing on Shabbos.
Ah, but it says kalim means your clothes.
In the second case. In the second, the bottom case.
No, yeah. We could go further and give a chadish in the right. Oh, somewhere. Another mahalach in Amir Lahakul, aside from the three that normally put forward, the Achronim who talk about it being that it's Nikra al Shmo, meaning somehow the malach is associated with you. It's another mahalach.
But that's something by Mar Zion.
No. It's about you telling the guy to do it. Forget about whether it's exactly Shlichus or not Shlichus. You know what I'm saying? It's the malacha now is somehow attributed to your causing and somehow the malacha. It happened to be formal. I'll try to find, I think we're emotional.
Okay. So let's conclude with a pshat like this. Really, the base mayor, after his whole shtickle Torah, by saying it doesn't work. Because of shlichus. Why? Because as long as the person, the Jew, is resting on Shabbos, who cares what the guy is doing for him? And they can't be shlichus because I'm resting. He says, but after he said this whole pshat, he says, Lamaisa, he saw Rashi in Shabbos, I think it was Rashi about the Zohar too, and Rashi says it doesn't work out shlichus, so therefore he throws up his hands and says, therefore I disregard this pshat.
Well, the Rashi also says Dover, so it's
the good. But that's just another reason, maybe. But he says, but Lamaisa Rashi says shlichus. So I want to tell you that there's no problem with shlichus on Shabbos for a goy, because as long as the Jew is resting, similar to that, like a mitzvah shemagufay. This is also a mitzvah shemagufay to rest and resting. So he rejects this pshat. So how do we reconcile? And it says kasha was like this. Why does the Gemara says Amir Lanachi Shvus and the Rambam gives a reason Amir Lanachi Shvus because you shouldn't come to be Aviv the Malach on Shabbos? Yet we have a different din of Shlichus. Or the Yeshua's Yaakov's kasha. Why does the Rajba come along and say you're allowed to tell a Jew to do Malacha? I hear your Shliach on Shabbos. So he comes up with this answer, no, there's no shlichus, like the Beis Meir. There's no shlichus here. Why? Because I'm resting. And there's only a problem to by a guy to tell him to do malacha. But we said the Rajba says also there is shlichus. So one way to answer him, if you'll see the Chassam Sefer, I think he's saying this pshat also. Which is just a little bit of a different twist over here. And that is like this. Let's say everybody holds like the Rambam. There's Rashi, the Rajba, whoever holds it's the Rabbanon, which the Mishabura says, Raif Peskim, Kolab Peskim. Everybody holds the Melacha of telling a guy to do something on Shabbos, the Isra, telling him to do is Isra the Rabbanon. What's the reason? Kedei Shalaita Shabbos Kalo Be'eno Ve'yovei Lovei Ba'atzman. In order that you shouldn't come to do Melacha. If I have a guy do all my Melacha, eventually I've come and said, I may come do Melacha myself. However, what are the parameters of that Isser? What's the gedder of Isser Milaracha? When did they say we're indeed worried if you tell a guy to do something, you're going to do it yourself? As opposed to other cases where a guy does it, you're not going to come to yourself. The gedder is when he's considered my shliach. And the shlichus here is not that the Isser is because he's my shliach and shluch, I'm shlung maisai, but rather the concept of shlichus is the gedder that is usher of when they're worried that I may come do it myself is when the guy is considered my shliach. That's why he could say now kishluchai. And that's why he could say niri kishluchai. Because when I view the guy as my shliach, it's not a parsha of shlichus.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
Is that what I was saying?
We'll see in a minute.
Oh, sorry.
And as when I consider the guy to be my shliach in doing this thing, that's when the chacham said, now we're worried I may come to do it myself. So there's not like the Yeshua's Yaakov that there's no Isser Shlichus because I'm resting. No. There's no Isser Shlichus because the whole parsha of Shlichus that they said was just a way of categorizing when the Isser of Amir La'akim is applicable. So the Beis Meir's kasha is, what do you have to come with Amir La'akim Shvus? You were told we already have that's a Shlichus. The answer is no. Shlichus was just said a way to be Magdir, a way to fit into when they decided to say Amir La'akim is Aser. In other words, when the Nachri is considered doing his own work, he's doing his own work, and it's not my work that he's doing, then it's okay to benefit from the work that he's doing. But when it's considered my work that he's doing, how do you say he's doing my work? That he's my shliach. So when it's shluchai shel Yisrael, that's what Rashi means. My time, why did the Torah, why the Chacham say it's mutter to have a guy carry my wallet? I shluchai shel Yisrael. Meaning, in that case, he is my shliach. Meaning, in that case, he is doing my work, and it should be aser al samir l'nachri shvus. And that's the answer. And that's the bechor they say answer.
But not through formal shlichus.
But so I'm saying there's no parashur shlichus at all.
Right, as I'm saying. It's just using the term shlichus. It's not that it's real shlichus. It doesn't work at all.
But I'm saying not shlichus. Even Alfi Yod Arich does not shlichus.
No. I was trying to answer how you were learning.
Right. So this is the pshat. The pshat is that the Isra of Mir Lachri is like the Rambam says. And everyone agrees with that reason. This that Rashi shesh shlichus with all the achrenim are no bother. You have shlichus. What do you need the mishnah? There's this. What Rashi is explaining. What this Rashi we just saw is explaining is that when he's viewed as my shliach, that's when they said it's also amir l'nachri shvus.
So when I give the wallet to the guy, he's not looking at
it as a shliach. He's doing my work over there. So the Gemara says, so why is that mutter to have him do my work? Amir l'nachri is also amir l'rabbanon. So they said because they gave a special heter. They shouldn't come to be right. That's right.
So he's technically a shliach.
But shliach, not that when we say yesh lo chumra, not that he's actually my shliach, and that's why it's usher, because we had the problem. First of all, I'm resting on Shabbos, so it shouldn't be considered my shliach. Second of all, if it's problem with shlichus, so we have to come out to a different reason. The answer is there's no reason of shlichus over here. But the shlichus is the way that we're defining this is when it's usher, when he's my shliach, and is when he's considered my doing my work, that's when Amir L'Rachri is a shvus. And that's what you see from the Chassam Sofer when he brings this Beis Meir and explains it on Daf Kuf Nun and Shabbos. And you see that from the Shulchan Aruch Rav also in the beginning of Reish Mem Gimel, where he gives both reasons. The Shulchan Aruch Rav gives the reason of Shlichus, and he gives the reason of Minoch Lishvus, Kadesh Shekhal Shabbos Kalameinov. So you see, he's also learning that way. That the Isser is like the Rambam says, that was the reason of the Isser. When is the Isser applicable? When he's considered my Shliach.